Yesterday during Morning Edition, we heard about how two veteran Democratic Maryland lawmakers are dealing with President Trump's administration. Today, we turn our focus to Maryland freshman U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen. Correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that Van Hollen has a lot on his plate, including running the Senate Democrats' campaign arm in what looks to be a rough cycle for the party.
Van Hollen may be a part of the Senate's freshman class, but he's no stranger in Washington. He served 7 terms in the House, where he was picked by Democratic leaders to run the election arm of the House. And now in his first year in the Senate, he's been tapped to run the Senate's campaign arm, which is unheard of for a freshman. Van Hollen says this bodes well for Maryland.
This is a positive assignment for the state of Maryland because I am a new member of the Senate, but this puts me right away at the leadership table. Meaning I'm part of the discussion about what direction the Democrats want to take, and that can only help Maryland.
There are rumors swirling around the Capitol that no one else wanted to lead the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee during this cycle, in part because 10 Democrats are up for re-election in states that Donald Trump won. But Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings says Van Hollen is perfect to help the party get through this rough patch.
He's an excellent fundraiser, excellent organizer. He's an excellent recruiter.
But then there's the simple math. Of Maryland's 10 federal lawmakers in Congress, only one is a Republican. And that puts the state at a disadvantage, according to that lone Republican, Congressman Andy Harris of the Eastern Shore. He says he's not sure what the state gets by having Van Hollen serve as a partisan attack dog.
Unfortunately, I think that that given that Republicans control the appropriations process, they control the presidency, I'm not sure it's an advantage to the state to have one of its U.S. senators in such a highly partisan role.
But Van Hollen is respected by his peers as the party continues its soul-searching after Hillary Clinton's surprising defeat at the hands of Donald Trump. Hawaii Democratic Senator Brian Schatz says Van Hollen will help bridge the ideological divide within the party.
Chris is a pro, so everybody feels very comfortable with him. He knows how to run a caucus operation. He understands the internal dynamics. He understands the strategic needs of the caucus. He understands the diversity of our caucus.
Schatz also says even though he's new to the upper chamber, Van Hollen was the right pick for the job.
If you can manage the House Democratic Caucus operation, then the Senate should come pretty naturally because there are just fewer of us.
Yeah. Besides the politicking, Van Hollen has been placed on 4 committees. On the banking committee, he says he'll be fighting GOP efforts to unwind Wall Street regulations. And he's the first Maryland senator since 1922 to serve on the agriculture committee, which he says will be important for Baltimore because it controls childhood nutrition programs and food stamps. But Van Hollen was also given a seat on the powerful appropriations or spending committee.
That, of course, is the committee that decides how we're going to make and allocate our federal investments to everything from the Port of Baltimore to our infrastructure to Head Start programs. So it's a vital program for the Baltimore area.
Van Hollen says even though he's in the minority in Washington, the year promises to be busy.
After all, Senate Democrats are the only thing standing between the Donald Trump administration and a lot of bad things.
If Van Hollen is able to help Democrats recapture control of the Senate, his star power will grow in the party. And if Democrats fall short, the next 4 years promise to be long for Democrats as their party tries to regain favor with the American people. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington for 88.1 WYPR.